What a day it was. It's the day before my husband Andy's birthday, and I did something very brave. I baked a marble bundt cake from scratch. If you've never heard the stories of how I've burned spaghetti on not one but several occasions, and how I always seem to forget there's something on the stove, I'll tell you, I've never baked a cake from scratch, ever, and his mom was a professional baker. Yes, he's been deprived. A week ago, our son Campbell asked Andy how he wanted to celebrate, and he said, oh, Mom would bake a marble pound cake, toast the slices, and top them with ice cream. Ooh, melty deliciousness. So, I've been scheming ever since, looking for a recipe, making a list of ingredients, even researching the difference between unbleached all-purpose flour and cake flour. So today it came together with a productive shopping trip, and Campbell and I set about making this masterpiece between 4 and 6 p.m. when Andy was due home. We donned our aprons, rolled up our sleeves, put the baker's chocolate on this makeshift double boiler, and started measuring the flour. Sift 3.5 cups flour. No sifter? No problem, I have this little tea strainer over here. Okay, flour, sugar, baking powder, that was easy. Now cream the butter and milk. Whoa, Campbell, hold that mixer down. Campbell and I were having a ball. This is going to be so good. Daddy'll really be surprised. Well, it wasn't without challenges. The recipe for marble cake comes 2 pages after the basic white cake recipe number 2, which you're supposed to divide in half and mix the chocolate into to make that marble effect. But that recipe is just below basic white cake recipe number 1, which has different amounts of ingredients and different length of cooking time. Well, midway through sifting and creaming, I forgot which recipe I was looking at and got a little mixed up. Well, I was able to do some math and make up the difference, I hope. Anyway, we greased the bundt pan and into the oven it went for 1 hour, if I'm following the right recipe. By the time this gorgeous cake came out of the oven and was well hidden in the mudroom, we'd stashed the dirty aprons, wiped the floor, washed the dishes, put all the evidence of baking away. But what about that yummy chocolate cake smell? That would be a dead giveaway. Campbell, what smells stronger than chocolate cake? Fish! Fish smells? Yes, but Daddy will be home in 10 minutes. I don't have time. What about popcorn? That's it. So we pop some popcorn in the microwave and let it go extra long to get that burning smell. And we're running around, popcorn, get your burning popcorn. We're running around the whole downstairs trying to further mask our mischief. It was the perfect surprise in the making. Now, Andy knows I'm no cook and no baker by any stretch. And it's mid-January. There's a severe winter weather advisory in effect for tomorrow, his birthday. Wouldn't you know, he came home, looked at us, said, popcorn smells a little well done, and walked right to the freezer to put his Turkey Hill ice cream in there. He'd bought a pound cake, too. Daddy, why'd you buy a pound cake? Campbell asked, puzzled. Well, I'd like to celebrate my birthday with some toasted pound cake and ice cream, he said. Melty deliciousness. But it's not marble cake, Daddy. Yeah, they didn't have any. This'll have to do. Then Andy looked at us and said, what? Is everything okay? I gave him my best attempt at a smile. On any other day, I would have been happy, relieved even, but not today.